This is the day that the Lord has made. Friend, let us rejoice. It's Sunday. That's right, and let's be glad in it. Well, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Mr. Joey Kroll. I sure hope and pray that you are having yourself a great weekend. Thank you so much for inviting me in to your radio. Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program in the Word of God, because without the Word of God, wow, it's just music. It's just talking. It's just noise, like a loud gong. So we try to saturate it in the Word of God. Well, today we are going to be focusing on the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, it's going to be a good program today. So I sure hope you can join me, because it's taking a look at the power and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because we need to be looking at that more than once a year, more than just looking at it in April during Easter and Easter bunnies and all that. Today, we are going to focus on their resurrection power. So I sure hope you can join me on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yeah, that's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we are going to be focusing on the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12, 13, and 14. Well, praise God that the tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. Jesus is no longer in that grave. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Friend, it is because that Jesus lives that we can face tomorrow. It is because that Jesus lives we have an eternal hope, and hope that can get us through day to day. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory. The victory over what? The victory over the power of sin. The victory over the power of death. If we can have victory over death and over sin through Jesus, I'm sure He can get me through this small, small situation. Friend, whatever you're going through today, just remember that there is power in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Not a word was heard at the tomb that day. Just shuffling soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus breathed His last? Could it be that His Father had forsaken Him, turned His back on His Son, despising our sin? All hell seemed to whisper, "Just forget it, He's dead." Then the Father looked down to His Son and said, "Arise, my love, arise, my love, the grave. From heaven, the stone was rolled away. And as dead men, the guards, they all stood there in fright as the power of love displayed its might. Suddenly a melody filled the air, riding.
Yes, I love it. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I sure pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Weekend's been great so far on my end. Just had a chance to really enjoy some downtime. Kind of got refreshed. Feel really good this weekend. So I'm blessed beyond measure and had a chance to, like I said, just really take it easy this weekend. I love it. Especially working with ministry and church and working a full-time job on top of that and being a family man, it can be quite overwhelming, but I am just refreshed and blessed beyond measure. So I pray the same is for you today. We are looking at the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse 13 says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." This situation is talking about when Peter and John were standing in front of the Sanhedrin, and Peter had the boldness to speak up against them. Just a few weeks prior to this incident, the disciples were trembling for their lives as their Lord was arrested and then crucified. They all fled in the garden, and then Peter, whose boldness was legendary, had denied Christ three times. The fact that they've been serving with Jesus for 3 years, witnessing many miracles, including Peter's amazing walk on the water, apparently did not inspire the necessary courage to watch for an hour or to stick with him to the end. What happened that changed their state of being so dramatically in this encounter with the Jewish leaders? I believe it was two things. One, they had seen their Lord resurrected from the dead. And two, that they are now filled with that resurrection life and power themselves by the Holy Spirit. The power of the resurrection was written and upon them. The reality and security of God's indwelling presence and power inspired a boldness far beyond any human courage. This power is yours, and it's mine. If we continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not quenching or grieving him, we too will confound and amaze the authorities of our day with the holy boldness of resurrection life. And though they may despise our humble circumstances, they will also take note that we have been with Jesus.
Were you there when they my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Whoa. Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid his precious body in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? But were you there when he rose from the grave? It makes me want to shout and I cry, yeah. And I begin to tremble. I tremble.
Were you there
when he rose from the grave?
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feed the pride and the joy that he gives. Oh, but greater still the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because he lives.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives.
And then one day
song. I love it. Friend, you are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you as part of your weekend, and hopefully you had yourself a good week. You know, I try to do things for my wife just to let her know that I appreciate her, that I love her, and I respect who she is, and despite whatever arguments or shortcomings that she may have, I still love her and still consider her my best friend. So I wanted her to know that this past week. So I took her for a nice surprise to her favorite restaurant. She enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. So the next morning, however, she woke up and she got food poisoning from the restaurant visit. I felt so terrible. I felt so bad. Here I was trying to let my wife know that I love her and she got food poisoning from that restaurant. So she had to stay home from work and just stayed on the couch all day, was not feeling well, and I was a little bummed out because of that. But thankfully, with what I do, I work from home, so I had a chance just to kind of take care of her a little bit, and she felt loved through that. And so at least she felt loved out of one out of my two attempts within those 24 hours, but she's all better now, praise God. So regardless, friend, I pray that you had a great week, and I pray that you even have a better week ahead as it starts tomorrow. Today we are focusing, though, on the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, before Jesus died, when he was on that cross, the thief taunted him and said, "If you be the Son of God, come down from there and save yourself and us." When Jesus was on that cross, he said many things. But to that taunt, Jesus never said a mumbling word. But the silence seemed to say, "You just wait until Sunday morning, because I'll show you that it's better to come out of the grave than come down from a cross." And he died. He died. And he was placed in a borrowed tomb. A borrowed tomb. I mean, my goodness, that's the Son of God, the same God who holds the waters in his hands, the same God who spoke this world into existence, the same God who propped the mountains with his hands, the moon and the stars lean on his arm, buried in a borrowed tomb. The cool thing was, he wasn't going to stay there very long anyways. He went down to the grave long enough to clean it out and make it a pleasant place to wait for the resurrection. Then right on schedule, Sunday morning came. Mary and Martha went to the tomb and found that it was empty, completely empty. Friend, you may be going through a Friday situation where it feels like you've completely lost, feels like you're defeated. Well, friend, I'm here to tell you today that your Sunday morning is right around the corner. Weeping may last for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. And thanks to that empty tomb, you and I are filled with hope. And not hope that comes from this world. Hope that comes from the assurance and the promises of God, knowing that this world ain't our home. Focusing on the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how
the name above all names. How great is our God. Friend, may you enjoy the rest of your weekend. May you have a blessed week. And remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.